For years, we've been agonizing over whether to build some form of mass transit in Michigan, especially Southeast Michigan. Legislative committees take up the issue. Grants for demonstration projects are announced, mass transit czars are appointed, and we're told light rail on Woodward Avenue or from Detroit to Ann Arbor is only a year or 3 years or 5 years away. But nothing ever happens. There are a number of reasons for this. Gasoline is still relatively cheap. However nice mass transit might be, building it would be terribly expensive. We're an impatient people and want to go where and when we want without waiting. And though all good liberals would stoutly deny this, too many of us think mass transit is an excellent idea for other people. We are too important and have too much to do, after all. The biggest single problem, however, is that our so-called leaders have all the long-term planning ability of a six-week-old puppy. They haven't even finished balancing last year's budget. Well, the good news is that we do have sort of a rudimentary mass transit system in the Detroit suburbs, at least, the bus system called SMART, an acronym for the Suburban Mobility Authority for Regional Transportation. It serves 75 communities in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, and people rode SMART buses more than 12 million times last year. For tens of thousands, SMART is the only way to get around and get to work. Without SMART, our economy would be in even worse shape than now. Yet, it's facing a threat. The millage that provides much of SMART's funding and enables the system to get state matching funds is up for renewal on the August 3rd primary ballot. If voters turn the millage down, the system could collapse. Yesterday, I talked to John Moak about this. He's heading the group Citizens for a SMART Future, which is leading the drive to win the millage renewal. Moak has been a law professor at Wayne State University for 42 years, specializing in urban law and urban problems. Few remember now, but he came close to getting elected mayor of Detroit in 1973. He knows the region, and he knows what the Detroit area needs most is jobs. He told me, "I cannot imagine being able to retain and attract business if the area doesn't have a viable regional transportation system." SMART is far from perfect. While it serves all of Macomb County, some communities in Oakland and Wayne counties, most notably Livonia, have selfishly opted out of the system. Nor does it serve the city of Detroit, which has its own bus system. Yet the cost to the taxpayers is tiny. What SMART is asking for is not new taxes, but a renewal of a millage that costs the owner of a house valued at $200,000 a mere 17 cents a day. If you rent, renewing the millage costs nothing. This should be a no-brainer. Yet there are those who oppose it because they're selfish or think any government subsidies are bad. They should ask anyone with a disability. SMART provides special service, sometimes right to their homes. Yes, the system isn't perfect, but not voting to keep SMART would strike me as an extremely stupid thing to do.